And Mama used to give it to us for breakfast, and we have, that's when we had cows, we have good old thick cream, put sugar and cream on it, and eat it with hot biscuits. It was
really good. Oh, wait a minute, you'd eat the cottage cheese with sugar and cream. Is that what I heard?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I hadn't heard of eating it that.
But now you never think of eating cottage cheese with cream, because nobody has cream.
That's true.
What do you do with milk the first, right after milking?
You strain it.
All right. What is baked in a deep dish made out of apples with a crust on top?
Apple pie.
I suppose you had several layers, you know, of crust.
Cobbler.
That's an apple cobbler.
Uh-huh.
If somebody has a good appetite, you'd say, he sure likes to put away the
food.
All right. And you all were just talking about the sweet liquid that you served with pudding.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about it again, because I'm not sure, really sure I got it. You said there was some sort of sweet liquid that you cooked.
Yeah, or custard, like. I think it was, you take about a teaspoon or maybe a tablespoon of flour and eggs and sugar and beat it all up real good together, put a little butter in it, and then put your sweet milk, and then put it in a double boiler and cook it until it's kind of thick. And you eat that over some kind of cake or something. Mama used to make something. It wasn't real sweet like bread or cake, and then cut it in squares.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat that.
Did she flavor it with anything?
Yeah. She'd always put vanilla or whatever she had.
Did you ever make it lemony?
Yeah, you make it lemon.
And what did you call that dessert?
Pudding.
She said something like pudding and sauce?
Pudding and sauce.
I see. That's interesting. And she said there was a kind of nut, too, that they like to put on top of it.
Nutmeg.
No,
almond.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Almond flavoring. I believe that's the kind they used to like.
I see.
You know, I love almond flavoring too. Flavor.
What kind of nuts do you think of around here?
Oh, pecans, hickory nuts. That's about all kind of nuts that we have around. Black walnuts, yeah.
When you're shelling a walnut, that first thing you take off, the soft covering is the...
Uh-huh.
And then the hard covering is the...
Is the nut. I mean,
that covers the nut.
That covers the nut.
Right, would you call it anything? The shift?
The shell.
Right, that's the hard one.
Uh-huh.
All right. Food taken between regular meals. You call it a...
Snack.
All right. Yesterday, we're talking about eating. You'd say, yesterday morning, breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I had coffee.
Or I'm talking about eat. You'd say, yesterday morning,
I ate breakfast.
And every day I breakfast at
8 o'clock or 7 or whatever.
All right. Yeah. Every day I have what? Breakfast. Using the word eat. Every day I have.
I ate breakfast.
Or I have.
I have had breakfast.
All right. What do you drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
And how do you make it?
Well, I use coffee crystals. But you want me to tell you how to make coffee?
I'm going to explore what you do now versus what you used to do.
Uh-huh. Well, we always had a coffee pot, put your ground coffee in there, and put your water in the bottom, let it percolate. But now you just take a teaspoon of coffee crystals and pour hot water on it.
Do you ever, they were telling me something about you used to have to, let's see, you said when you put it in the water, you boil the coffee?
Let the water percolate up through. Now, I used to, a long time ago, people had a coffee pot, and they would put the coffee down in the pot and put the water on it and let it boil, and then they'd set it over to the side and let it settle.
Did they ever put anything in it to make it?
Then they used to put a white of an egg.
I've heard a couple of things that
people use. Yeah, I've heard that.
When you say, now, thinking about getting some coffee, you'd say,